Since the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, the cost of health care in America has reached the lowest rate of increase in over 50 years that they have been measuring that increase. The more benefits we give people, the healthier they are, the lower the cost. Prevention, early intervention, and with Medicare, the intervention they want to have with the Affordable Care Act is to remove the free early examination for seniors. What they want to do is open the donut hole so seniors pay more. So this is about lowering cost by improving the quality of access to health care and the quality of the health care. It's not just about health care in America. It's about the good health of America. Prevention, early intervention, and the rest. So it's a false economy to say if seniors pay more, it's going to cost less to the federal taxpayer. It isn't. It isn't. But again, none of this is possible without the outside mobilization in this fight. We can maneuver all we can, inside maneuvering, outside mobilization. The voice of the people. The people have paid into these systems. They should get their money back. And I might add, with what they want to do through the Affordable Care Act and what they want to do in the Ryan budget on Medicaid, $1 trillion over 10 years taken out of Medicaid. Two-thirds of that goes to long-term health care for our seniors. They won't be able to go to their own doctor if you take this away. So all of this is connected. All of this is connected. This is an assault on the stability of health for seniors in our country, an all-out assault.